From APM, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. We've been talking a little bit this week about tech being used in the wake of natural disasters. The first line of rescue for a lot of people in Texas who have been impacted by Tropical Storm Harvey, 200 miles across when it made landfall as a hurricane some days ago, is emergency dispatch. But 911 systems use cell network infrastructure that can be overburdened in an event like this one. And in other cases, text is a better way to reach out for help. We reached out to Trey Forgety, Director of Government Affairs and Information Security Issues at NINA, the 911 Association, to talk a little bit about the future of emergency dispatch technology. Trey, thanks for talking with us. Is this text to 911 everywhere or what?
Text to 911 is a very new technology in our world. 911 has been around on a voice basis since 1968. Text messaging has only been here about 3 or 4 years, and because our local 911 centers are all individually funded, they're not funded at the state or federal level usually. As a result of that, the rollout is proceeding county by county, in some cases city by city, and just not everyone has their technology up to date yet.
How can it help in situations like Hurricane Harvey?
In cases where text to 911 is available in the area affected by a disaster, there may be circumstances where a cellular network is not operating at its maximum capacity. And in those cases, sometimes text messaging can be the last best lifeline that lets you get through to 911 if your local 911 center supports it and the network is still just up enough to carry a text message.
Does text to 911 cost more than calling 911?
Text 911 costs exactly the same as calling 911, which is to say for the caller, it's completely free for the call. The way it is actually delivered today in a lot of cases costs nothing more for the 911 center because in some cases it's as easy as accepting text messages through a browser session.
What kind of next generation technology would you like to see deployed that you're not seeing deployed right now?
The biggest capabilities of next generation 911 that haven't really been deployed yet are the ability to do two-way and multi-way video, to actually see the caller at the same time that they call 911 with a video call.
Huh.
And that can be absolutely critical for identifying a suspect or a vehicle or an assailant. So that's one big thing. The other big thing is as we move to IP-based technology, we'll get capabilities that we don't have today to move calls around. So right now when one 911 center is affected by a disaster, it's very difficult to get their calls or their overload transitioned off to another center.
Huh.
Next-gen 911 will let us do that much more easily and improve service to the public.
Trey Forgety is the Director of Government Affairs and Information Security Issues at NINA, the 911 Association. Trey, thank you very much.
My pleasure.